Shalom Aleichem, serious friends. We are now in the third shiur. We were talking about the chiddush of the Ateres Yeshua, that we do not say mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu when it comes to mitzvos kiyumios. And we already mentioned in the previous shiur two nafgaminas. And now we will move on. Another nafgamina, it says in the Darm, daf lamed gimel lamed aleph, that someone's mudar hana mechavero machzir lo avedaso. If somebody is not allowed to get hana from his friend, then he can nevertheless be machzir his aveda, he can return his aveda, whether the nechasim are of the machzir are asur and al bal haaveda, and whether the nechasim of the bal haaveda are asur and al machzir. Either way you spin it, the aveda is allowed to be returned. The prisha in Choshen Mishpatzim and Reis HaMach Vavos as he writes that the reason that it's mutter to be machzir and aveda is because mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, and therefore even though when the aveda's return there's going to be hana, but mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, therefore it's mutter to return that veda. So bevadai, the prisha does not, it's talking about a case where the nichse hamachzir are surim on the baal ha'aveda, and he was bothered by the fact that the baal ha'aveda is being nene from the person returning the object, because if that's the case, how did he solve the problem by saying mitzvos lav lehanas nitna? The baal haaveda is not mekayim a mitzvah. The machzir is the one being mekayim the mitzvah. So you can't be talking about a case where the nichzei hamachzir are surin al baal haaveda, and the reason that it's mutter is because mitzvos lav lehanas nitna, because since the machzir is doing a mitzvah, so everything is cool. What does that help us that the machzir is doing a mitzvah? It's his nechasim or asur on the baal haaveda. So the baal haaveda is not the one doing the mitzvah. So why should it help him that the machzir is doing a mitzvah and mitzvah is lav lehanas nitnu, but he is now letting get hana from the baal haaveda? He's now letting get hana from the machzir. The nichzei hamachzir are asur on the baal haaveda. So if the baal haaveda is not allowed to get hana from the machzir, what does it help that the machzir is, we say mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu, and the machzir is doing a mitzvah? Yeah, but it's the baal haaveda who's not allowed to get hana from the nichzei hamachzir. So it can't be that mitzvah lav, that the priest is trying to solve the problem of the in the case where the nichzei hamachzir is us around the baal haaveda, and we say mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu, and therefore it's cool that the baal haaveda should receive his object from the machzir, because the baal haaveda isn't doing a mitzvah, it's the machzir doing the mitzvah. Not only that, in the Dharma it says the reason that it's mutter is because he's not being nana from the machzir, because he's getting back his own objects. That's not considered being nana from the machzir. So bechreach, the priest is talking about a case where the nechasim of the baal haaveda, of the person who lost the item, his nechasim are asur on the machzir. And his kasha was, how is it mutter to return this object? Because the machzir is nana mi baal haaveda. How is he nana from him? Because now he's zochah to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos haaveda. So when the nichzei baal haaveda are asur on al machzir, so the machzir is not allowed to get hana. So how is he allowed to return this object? He's getting hana, he's doing Shabbos haaveda. And on that he said, mitzvah lav lehanas nitna. Like the Ritva writes in Sukkah Laman Aleph Amid Beis, that a person's nana, when he's mekayim a mitzvah, that he's makabel schar in olam hazeh and olam haba, that's not a hana that we would say mitzvah lav lehanas mitzvah lav. That's not considered hana. Why is that not considered hana? Because mitzvah lav lehanas nitna. So the fact that the machzir is nana from the fact that he's makayim mitzvah hashabbos aveda, when he gives it back to the baal aveda, we don't worry about the fact that this is his hana. Because when it comes to with the schar of olam hazeh and olam haba, that's not considered hana. because mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. So writes the Maharshal in the Yam Shel Shlomo on Perek Tes Tavav Kamo Samech Aleph that somebody who's also nechasev al atzmo can give tzedakah taniyim from his mamon, even though he's nana from the kiyum mitzvah. We paskin that mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. So everything is cool. Let him do the mitzvah. You're gonna say, oh, he's getting hana. He's doing the mitzvah. No, mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. So now, according to this, we can say at davar mechudish that in choshen mishpat reis samach gimel sif gimel the mechaber paskins kedas harambam that zuck and feinu fi chavodo that is zuck and it's not according to his respect and honor and dignity to return a lost object, even though he's putter from being machzu the aveda. If he wants to be machzu the aveda, he may do so. He can be mochel on his covering, he can be machzu the aveda, he can be mitzvah shavas aveda. So now it would come out that according to the ateres yeshua that in a mitzvah kiyumis we don't say mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. According to this, the din would be that a zuckin who is mudar hana mi ploni, if he's not allowed to get hana from ploni, the zaken is not allowed to be machzu the aveda. That since he's not chayev and it's a mitzvah kiyumis, there we don't say mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. And if so, it emerges that the zaken is getting hana from the chayfetz, from the object of the baal aveda, because he's returning the baal aveda's object, so he's getting hana from the object by returning it and getting the schar. Aye, mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. We don't say that by mitzvah kiyumis. Gevaldik. So according to this, we have to understand why does the Mechaber write in Yeredei Reish Chafal of Siv Gimel that if somebody's mudar hana mechaber machzir la'aveda, so ben shenichzei baal aveda asur on the machzir, ben shenichzei machzir asur on al baal aveda. Either way you go, it's mudar to return the object. But based on what we said, it's not so pashut. There's a chiluk. Zakein veinu l'fi chavodo. If he's zakein veinu l'fi chavodo, then he's not allowed to return the object because he's being nene from the Baal HaAveda, because he's doing the mitzvah, and by mitzvahs kiyumiyos, we don't say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. Now, in Bav Mitzia, in Lamed Amud Beis, we say that a zaken vein lefi chavodo, he who finds an animal, and then he's makisha b'makel, he hits it with his staff, and the animal starts to walk, so he has to return it. Why? Because he started doing the hashav. The Rambam says, Perakit Aleph, Mehilchas Aveda, Halacha Yud Gimel, that lav dafka b'behema, hu adin b'chol aveda. If he starts doing the hashav, he's chayev to complete the mitzvah, and so it's the Nemuka Yosef there in Bav Mitzia. So according to this, we can say that Aveda is not similar to Tzitzis, because Tzitzis you can take it off any moment, but Aveda after you start, you can't patter yourself from it. So that would turn it into a mitzvah chiyuvis. Tzitzis is a mitzvah chiyuvis, you could take it off any minute, but a Shabbos Aveda would be maybe considered a mitzvah chiyuvis, and therefore a zakeh ben l'fi chavod would be allowed to do it, because once you start, you can't stop. However, das ha-kesef mishnah, but das ha-rambam is the dafka behema, this halacha applies. But when it comes to other avedos, even if he starts, he can leave it and not finish it off. So writes the Ri, and for the Smat, since we paskin like that in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Katan Dalet. So then what we said would apply to all avedos except for a behema. All avedos, if you start doing it, so then you're not allowed to. If it's a zak in vein lefi chavodo, then he's not allowed to be meshiv the aveda if the nechasim of baal aveda are asked to him, because we don't say mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. He's going to be getting hana from the fact that he's doing the mitzvah. So you can say possibly that by behema it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, but not by other objects. The Gemara Dafka said a behema. And why Dafka behema? And that's because of the Gemara Bava Basra and Peches Lamed Aleph Dama Rabba that the reason a person is mischayev b'haka is the ankitinu nigra b'raisa shehirgil oisam l'fsoya ha'chutza b'akazuv l'vroach, and therefore in that case he's mischayev in shmira, because by hitting it and causing him to walk, so that is mechayev him in shmira, as we see there in the Gemara Ayin Sham. Here also he's obligated to return the aveda, because he started, you know, and which makes the animal walk and run away, so therefore he has to complete the job. So that would all be good. So what we said would not apply necessarily to an animal, because there would be a chiyuv once he starts. So that could be a mitzvah chiyuvis, but when it comes to other avedas, if it's a zaken vein lefi chavodo, since it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, by the zaken vein lefi chavodo, he wouldn't be obligated he would not be allowed to return the object because he'd be nene minichse hamachzir. So that's another nafgamina. So that's, we have three nafgaminas, gevaldik, the tour. Now we're going to go on to the fourth. And Arachaim and Simon Chof Beis paskins that if a person makes tzitzis for himself, then he blesses Shechiyanu, makes the brach of Shechiyanu, frek the Beis Yosef. Why by tefillin did the tour not mention that he makes the bracha of Shechiyanu? Ukidas HaRambam, that even on a mitzvah that's not ba mizman lizman, he makes the bracha of Shechiyanu. Why dafka by tzitzis? Is there a Shechiyanu or not by tefillin? So he answers the name of the Maria Abuah that according to the tour, you don't make a bracha of Shechiyanu on a mitzvah which is not ba mizman lizman, which doesn't come just from time to time. The lo kedas haram, and das haramam is that even on a mitzvah shena ba mizman lizman, you make a Shechiyanu. The tour doesn't hold that way. And that you make a bracha when you get the new tzitzis, it's because the hana that you have b'knias habeged u'kedin kona kelim chadashim, but tefillin there's no hana. So because mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu, like the Magen Avram writes in Arachaim Reish Chav Gimel Sif Katan Hey, and so explains Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Har Tzvi in Arachaim Simon Chav Aleph. So that's the chiluk. Why by tzitzis you do make a Shechiyanu, and by tefillin not, because by tzitzis that's a new garment, you're making between the new garment, and Shechiyanu not, because it's not a mitzvah that bal mizman lizman, and that you make a bracha on tzitzis is because it's a new garment. But tefillin, there's no hana. Why is there no hana? Because it's tam mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. However, according to the Teres Yishia, that by tzitzis we don't say mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, you don't have to come on to this. You can even make a bracha not only on the beged aspect, but even on the tzitzis aspect. Because by tzitzis, we don't say mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. By tzitzis, we say mitzvah lehanas nitnu. So not only on the beged, not only on the knias habeged, kedin kel koni kel chadashim, but even on the tzitzis. Even on the simcha that you have from the tzitzis, from the mitzvah, because here we say mitzvah lehanas nitu by tzitzis, because the mitzvah kiyumis. So you're getting hanas, so you make a Shechiyanu. Nafkamina bismanenu betalis gadol. She'ein adam koine talis lahanas levisha, ela mishum mitzvah. Nobody buys a talis, certainly not a talis gadol, because he enjoys wearing it. He's doing it strictly for the mitzvah. So according to the Ateres Yeshua, you would make a Shechiyanu, mishum ha-mitzvah. Because you're doing a mitzvah and that requires Shechiyanu, and we don't say mitzvah lehanas nitnu. But according to Tzvi Pesach Frank, you would not make a Shechiyanu, because there is no hana of the beged. You're not nana b'levishas habeged. And the mitzvah you would make it, because according to him, that's the standard opinion, mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu would apply even to tzitzis. And also nafkamina, for somebody puts tzitzis on an old beged, according to Teres Yishu, you'd make a Shechiyanu on the mitzvah, because we don't say mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. According to his Pesach friend, you wouldn't, because we say mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. And for a final nafkamina, the prima godim b'psicha lehilchas tefillin, the minchas chinuch mitzvah tav chav gimel os gimel, write that it's mutter to write a mezuzah on the or of esurei hana, on the skin of esurei hana, on a parchment of esurei hana, you're allowed to write a mezuzah. And you're allowed to be koveyet babayis. Why? Because mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. So according to Teres Yeshua, we would not say mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu, because if you wouldn't have a house, you wouldn't be mischayev in mezuzah. So even though now that you have a house, you're mischayev in mezuzah, nevertheless, you could be mafkir the house and you could pat yourself from mezuzah, just like the Teres Yeshiva writes by tzitzis, that you can take off the garment and you're pater from tzitzis. You can mafkir your house and you'll be pater from mezuzah. So we wouldn't say this for a mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. We'd say mitzvah lehanas nitnu, and you wouldn't be allowed to use a mezuzah of or shel surei hana. Unless we say that tzitzis are different, that you could pater yourself from this mitzvah every moment by just taking off the beged, because the beged is not omed liyos salav kol hazman, it's not supposed to be on you all the time necessarily, but a mezuzah, that now he has a bias, he's chayev, and not that he could be mafkir, the bias is not, does not make it a mitzvah kiyumis, because a bias is not omed lehefkir. And after hefker, panam chadosh is ba'olakan, mashen came the beged, which is omed the spashe to be taken off, and therefore there, we would say that's a mitzvah that's considered more chiyumis, whereas here, once it's on your house and it's not omit lehefker, that would be more chiyuvis, and maybe you could say mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu, and write the mezuzah on orsha l'surei hana ve'adayin sarich iyun. And if this chiluk is a correct chiluk, so then we can add that according to Shmuel and Menachas Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, that kli kufsa chayavim b'tzitzis, that it's a, since it's a chovas talis, right? That if you have a kli, if you have a garment that you're not wearing and it's in your drawer, so according to Shmuel, it's chayav in tzitzis because it's a chovas talis, not a chovas gavra. So based on what we said, so it's doma la mezuzah because it's not omed. It's not omed to be taken off. These tzitzis aren't omed to be undone. They're just there to stay, right? The garment you put on and you take it off. But if it's a kli kufsa, so then it doesn't matter whether you're wearing it or not, and the tzitzis are going to remain on the garment. It's always chayv. The talis is always chayv in tzitzis, and the tzitzis are not all made to be removed. So according to that, we could say by kli kufsa mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu, because that would be considered a mitzvah chiyuvis, because once it's on, it's on. You don't have to have a four corner garment. Once you have a four corner garment, it's chayv in tzitzis. And this is not, you can't say the svarv that you're omed to take it off, you're about to take it off, like the Teres Yeshiva says, by the tzitzis that you're wearing, according to what we paskin, that it's a chovas gavra, that the person has to put on tzitzis. So he puts it on and takes it off, so that's considered a mitzvah kiyumis, because he can take it off at any minute. But here, where he's not going to remove the tzitzis, it's going to stand permanently, and that's the default position of this tzitzis, that it's going to remain there, just like the default position of the house is that it's going to remain in your property. So the halacha would be that we would say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu for such a beged, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem, even if it is of Isurei Hana. So those are five nafkaminas b'siyata d'shmaya. So to review the five nafkaminas, a woman who was noderes Hana misukkah or mishofer, she's not allowed to sit in the sukkah because for her it's a mitzvah kiyumis. We don't say mitzvah lehanas nitnu. And therefore, if you're a married man, you could pat yourself if the woman is no deres hana me'as sukkah, because he can't sit in the sukkah with his wife. That was the first nafkamina. Another one, that you're allowed to shecht a behema, a tzarech simchas yamtiv, with a knife of avodah zarah. Because shechting for yantiv is a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. So therefore, if you say knife of a zar, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, we would then say that mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. Generally, with a sacking of a avodah zarah, it would be aser, because it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and we would not say mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu. We also saw a nafkamina that is zaken vein olafi chavodo, who's mudar name chavero. So the zaken is not allowed to be machzer his aveda because it's a mitzvah kiyumis, and he's nene, not allowed to get enough from his nechasim, and his nana, the zakin, his nana, when he's machzir. Another nafkamina we had was on a talis in our day and age, that you write just for the mitzvah, you would make a shechiyanu, because it's lehanos nitnu. So you're getting hana from the mitzvah, and mitzvahs lehanos nitnu when it comes to mitzvahs kiyumios. So to be matel tzitzis lebeged yashan, but not when it comes to mezuzah. Asur lichtov mezuzah klav shel sur hana, because by mezuzah we don't say mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. V'hadvarim hayu nifloim b'yoser b'siyata shmaya. And we said that maybe it's not so, that you can't write a mezuzah on a klaf of a surah hana, because by mezuzah you don't say mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, because maybe mezuzah would be considered a mitzvah chiyuvis, because the bais is in omed lehefker, and you can't compare it to tzitzis, which is a mitzvah kiyumis, because it's omed, it's you're liable to take it off at any minute. And then according to that we said that leman deomar tzitzis is a chovas talis, it is then similar to mezuzah, and we would say mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu, because that's more of a mitzvah chiyuvis, because it's just going to stay on the garment. So we should be zoche mir tashem to continue to be mamik b'torah hakadosha b'simchu b'tulevov meirov kol shalom shalom sviyas.